This week in the Missouri Senate, we review one of the measures that has been signed into law by the governor.
Senate Bill 182 is the Fairness in Public Construction Act.
Senate Bill 182 will modify provisions of law relating to project labor agreements. During floor discussion on February 6th, bill sponsor, Senator Bob Onder of Lake St. Louis, said Senate Bill 182 addresses union-only project labor agreements, which he calls project-specific collective bargaining agreements.
PLAs essentially ensure that all work on a public project is done by union contractors or those non-union contractors that will acquiesce to the union's demands.
Missouri Senate Minority Floor Leader Gina Walsh of Bell Fountain Neighbors countered her fear is this would start a precedent of dictating to cities and counties.
Are we going to legislate what people can talk about in their municipalities and their aldermanic meetings?
Senator Mike Cunningham of Rogersville, who supports the measure, says at the $50 million mark, many local contractors are currently excluded.
It also was proven to show that it increased the cost up to 18% to 22%, some figure like that of the cost of construction. So not a lot of those going on, but that was a good thing for the people of Missouri.
But Senator Jill Shoup of Creve Coeur, who opposes the idea, says the new law will go after a small number of people.
Are trying to join together to participate in a project to earn a fair day's living for a good day's work, and we're taking that out of the marketplace.
Senator Cunningham adds making this change will mean more people working.
Maybe not just work 6 months, 9 months out of the year, keep them busy. And I think competition, once we get things rolling, competition will drive things up. I think it'll drive up wages. The more jobs we can create here in Missouri, the more wages will go up.
Senator Shoup agrees with Senator Walsh's point on overshadowing local governments.
I think that we have taken away local control and kind of diminished or undermined the marketplace opportunities that everyone would have when they engage in these projects.
During Missouri Senate profession on February 8th, Senator Onder reiterated, without this law, non-union contractors cannot bid on most state projects.
They have to hire out of the union hiring hall. They have to follow union work rules. I'll tell you what's really wrong is those non-union workers have to pay into the union pension system, even though they'll never be vested in or draw on that pension.
Senator Jamila Nasheed of St. Louis believes this measure will keep many cities from bidding.
Even if you would like to go into a PLA, the state is telling you that no way, no how. You can no longer do that.
The new law will take effect on August 28th. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate, plus see a complete list of truly agreed to and finally passed legislation by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.